What's up? Instagram Live. I haven't been on Instagram Live in all of 2024, to be honest with you, because I've been podcasting. But today I'm going to jump on here and talk about this live because I need you to hear it right now. And then I am going to record it and I am going to put it on my podcast because it needs to be constantly in your head. So if I'm constantly somewhere on social media and the platform, you can constantly be reminded of this very, very important topic. Change your perception and you'll change your life. And so in the caption I put, and this is very spur of the moment. This is just me and my feelings being honest as hell with y'all because you need to hear it. The people who complain the most are the people who have not been through much. And, you know, I talk about all the time that I know 100% that me, I'm 36 years old. I have not been through my worst day ever. I've been through bad days. I've been through hard times. I've been, you know, my whole life has not just been roses. But I know the worst day ever has not happened because my family, my parents, my sister, my husband, my stepdaughter, my mother-in-law, father-in-law, my brother-in-law, they're all still here. So, and I say again, all the time, and this is what you need to do to remind yourself of what is really discouraging, what is really something to be upset about. The reason I have great days 99.9% of the time is because I have drawn a boundary over what is not a great day. And it's not because I've experienced it. It's because I've seen it. You don't want to have to experience trauma, dramatic events in life to just be grateful. And that's what most of you are waiting for, to be grateful. To be grateful, you need somebody to die or you need something tragic to happen for you to just be thankful for the body and the mind and the life that you have. And that's horrible. That's pathetic. So my girls, and I have them on both sides, and this is, I am just like this to every client, just myself, blunt, and need to tell you what you need to hear. And it's never going to be what you want to hear, because what you want to hear, you already know. So why would you need me to tell you? So therefore, my job as a coach is to tell you what you don't want to hear, because that's what's going to change you, right? So just a couple, this is just from 1 month, the last month in Record Fitness. What my clients have been through, right? One had a miscarriage. One is now dealing with a mom that's in the late stages of dementia. Again, I've been through the miscarriage thing. Haven't been through the mom thing yet, but I can only imagine that is a top boundary for me. So I can only imagine what that feels like. One had emergency surgery on her gallbladder, had it taken out. Sorry, one, internet is a little funny right now. One of them, am I on? Good, perfect. Had emergency surgery on her gallbladder, had it taken out. That is all of a sudden, can't plan for that. She has a 7-year-old boy, very active. Her husband works offshore. He's not here right now, as you could probably imagine. As you can imagine, that was probably a sticky situation, right? One of my girls is being sued by a family member out of greed. One of my younger girls, her younger brother passed away today. So, and out of nowhere. So do you see how I can be, if you want to think of it as cold or not sympathetic whenever people tell me that they can't lose weight or they are discouraged or they're not motivated or they're sad at what their body looks like and how they feel when they don't do that, when they can't even put, when their obstacle is saying no to alcohol, when their obstacle is saying no to food, when their obstacle is saying no or yes to just doing what is right for their body. I don't feel bad for you if you are not making progress, when you are not doing the work that you can do. You're just choosing not to do it. Because I see, and so for me, it's easy for me to stay grateful every day. And it is, again, not because my life is perfect, but because it isn't as bad as some people. And maybe because I've seen it, you know, I go through that. I've been coaching and I go through that with, or been through those types of scenarios hundreds of times. I've seen when I employed people at the Francis and at Sammy's and all the restaurants I've employed, I've seen what tragedy is firsthand. Never had tragedy happen to me, but I've seen it, and I've seen it enough to be thankful every day that I wake up. I'm never discouraged, because what am I discouraged about? If you're discouraged, it's because you are doing it to yourself, period. It isn't because your body, it ain't nothing to do with your body. Everything to do with your mind. Your body is going to go where your mind takes it. If your mind is taking it to drink alcohol, then that's what it's going to look like. And I don't feel bad for you. I don't feel sorry for you. I'm not going to tell you it's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay to wake up every day throwing yourself a pity party when you don't have anything to be pity about. Like when everybody's alive, everybody's here, you have the ability and the option, because you live in America, you have the option to eat better, choose better, be better every day. And you choose not to. So I don't feel bad for you. And so hopefully this, you know, hopefully that's all I had to say. Hopefully this short message just gets in your head about how lucky you are, blessed you are, have whatever you want to call it. Luck, blessed, I call it blessed, honored to be living this life, you know. And the day that I can't say that is going to be the day that something happens that's tragedy in my life. And I hope that, I don't even know what I hope. I hope that I know I'm going to make it through, because I don't have another option, right? But just think about and put it into perspective what you're really complaining about. And because odds are what you're complaining about is not really that big of a deal. It's really not the scale. If you want the scale to go down, then change what you're doing. If you want to look different and you want to feel different, the option of just saying, screw it, I'm going to go back to drinking, or I'm going to go back to whatever you were doing because that wasn't working, that isn't an option. So make sure you just stay honest with yourself. And look, maybe you need to get out more. Maybe you need to go ask people how their life is to realize and be grateful for your life. Or maybe you could just listen to this message and listen to what I just said about just five of my clients. Know that you're not in any of these situations, so it ain't that bad, right? Losing weight, choosing to not drink, choosing to eat better, choosing to drink water, choosing to move your body, choosing to take advantage of the body and the life and the days that you have. When you don't have to deal with this type of thing, let that be the only option. Yeah. All right. Y'all have a good Tuesday. So that's it for today. As always, thank you so much for being here. It means so much to me that you even want to listen to my stories. If you felt this episode spoke to you in any way, please share it with your friends, share it with your family. If you share it on social media, please tag me on Instagram, GracieRecord_fit, on Facebook, Gracie Record. I love to just connect with you and just watch your journey and learn from you. If you're interested in my one-on-one whole body health coaching program, the application is below. You can fill it out, schedule your free call with me, and we can just figure out your next step together. And yeah, I cannot wait to talk to you. I cannot wait to meet you. I cannot wait to hopefully connect with each and every one of y'all, because you are the reason that I'm here. So I'm so thankful for y'all.